If you have your Bibles, please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 through 12.
如果你手中有圣经，请我们一同打开马太福音第八章第五到第十二节。
And so I'll have Brother Alan to go ahead and read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 through 12.
好，我读各位给各位听马太福音第八章第五到十二节。耶稣进了加百农。有一个百夫长进前来求他说，主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病躺在家里，甚是疼苦。耶稣说，我去医治他。百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下我不敢当，只要你一句话，我的仆人就必好了。因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去他就去，对那个说来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事他就去做。耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇到过。我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去了，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
May the Lord add His blessing to the reading and preaching of His word.
求主赐福我们读的经文和我们听的信息。
Happy, sad.
开心和难过。
You recognize those two emotions.
我们都晓得这两种。
Those are the first two common recognitions that we could tell by facial expressions.
这两种情绪是我们从小就能够分辨出来的。
Most everybody notice when somebody's happy, and everybody notice that most when they are sad.
我们大多数的人都能够从我们的脸部表情看得出来。这个人是开心呢，还是很难过？
Even a baby, when he or she is growing up, the first thing they recognize is the facial recognition.
在一个小婴孩他慢慢成长的时候，他也是能够分辨出大人的开心和难过。
So baby notices when you're happy, when you're sad.
你的小婴孩晓得你很开心还是你不开心。
Now, most of the time, we're trying to be happy in front of the baby, right?
大多数时候我们都希望我们在 baby 的面前我们自己是很开心的。
We notice when the baby is happy and the way baby is sad.
我们也晓得这个 baby, 这个婴孩是开心的还是他很难过。
And if you can't see it, you could certainly hear when the baby is sad, huh?
如果你看不出来这个 baby 是不是很难过，你会听得到。
You know, when it comes to missions, it's either happy or sad.
当我们谈到差传的时候，我们也是看得出来，我们有两种情绪，一种是很开心的，另外一种是很难过的。
There is a happy motivation and there is a sad motivation.
有一种是很开心的动机，另外一种是很难过的动机。
We're excited when somebody responds to the life-changing message of Jesus Christ.
我们会感到很雀跃，如果有一个人愿意接受神的福音。
We all know heaven rejoices when one sinner repents.
我们知道，当一个罪人悔改的时候，在天上的天君、天使也一同欢乐。
However, when one rejects the gospel, it is very sad.
然而当有一个人他拒绝福音的时候，我们是很难过的。
We may wonder, how could they live without Jesus? How could they live without God's love?
我们会想，如果一个人没有耶稣，没有神的爱，他怎么能够活得好呢？
Many of us have prayed for the lost, even prayed with tears for those who are near and dear to us.
我们有时候也会为一些亲近和我们很亲近的人为他们祷告，为他们流泪。
When we read about missionaries and we understand, they, as they prayed, there's times that we know that they have prayed for tears for the lost.
我们也晓得有好多宣教士，他们在为在宣道的路的工厂上为很多失丧的人流泪回痛心。
Scripture tells us Jesus wept on his last journey to Jerusalem for the lost.
圣经上也记载，耶稣在最后一次进耶路撒冷的路上，他也为众人流泪。
Even though it is sad, people don't stop praying, and people don't stop sharing the gospel message, and of course, Jesus finished the work of the cross.
即使是很令人难过，但是这不会让我们停止祈祷，也不会让宣教士们停止分享福音，因为耶稣已经为我们完成了十字架的工作。
Let me make it perfectly clear where I'm going today.
今天我就尝试把这个事情讲清楚一些。
There is the happy motivation of missions and there is the sad motivation of missions.
宣教的动机有一种是很开心的，另外一种是很难过的。
And particularly, we're going to pay attention to verses 11 and 12 because there's that happy side of missions and there's that sad side of missions.
特别我们要留意第十一节和第十二节，这里讲到一种是很让我们很开心的原因去传福音，另外一种是让我们很觉得很难过，所以我们去传福音。
Jesus spoke on heaven and hell in verses 11 and 12.
耶稣在这里第十一节和第十二节这里讲到天国和地狱。
This is not the only time Jesus would teach it. He would teach it plenty other times in the gospel.
这不只是唯一的地方，还有其他的经文也有讲到。
Let me tell you what's happening here in chapter 8.
在第八章这里说到。
At the beginning of chapter 8, there's an incredible healing that takes place. Actually, two.
在第八章开始的时候，有讲到两个奇迹。
At the beginning of chapter 8, the leper is healed with the touch of Jesus, while a paralyzed child was healed without seeing Jesus, but by his spoken word.
头一个神迹是有一个得大麻风的人，他来求耶稣，那耶稣就吩咐他，他就好了。
Jesus command and it is done.
耶稣说了话，这个事情就成就了。
This is the power of God.
这是神的大能。
This is the unleashing power of God.
这是神的大能被释放出来。
And if you think about it, the power of God is foundation for faith of a Christian in response to the gospel.
我们回想一下，这神的大能也就是我们每个人相信信仰神的基础。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says, For the word of cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
哥林多前书第一章第十八节这里说，因为十字架的道理在灭亡的人为愚蠢，在我们得救的人是神的大能。
We're also familiar with Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and then to the Greek.
罗马书第一章第十六节这里说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利女人。
God commands and it is done.
神命令，事情就成就了。
When it comes to the Lord's salvation, when he calls, you surrender.
在救恩方面，如果神呼召你，你就得救。
Now pay close attention also the character in this passage.
我们在留意这一段经文里面的一些细节。
It is the Roman centurion, and to the Jewish mindset, the Roman centurion was on the outside, right?
对当时的犹太人来说，这个罗马籍的百夫长，他是一个圈外人。
And yet Jesus recognizes the faith of the centurion.
但是耶稣 看出了这个人的信心。
The centurion is a paradigm of sorts of many outside of Judaism who will eventually become Jesus' followers.
这个罗马籍的百夫长，在某方面来说也是我们很多外邦人的一个例子，他怎样信耶稣。
Jesus is pointing forward to a time beyond his earthly ministry when many from the Gentiles will flock to the faith.
耶稣在这里 是预言，在他在地上的工作完成之后，将有许多外族的人来跟随他。
And so this sets a backdrop on verses 11 and 12.
这个就是当时第十一节和第十二节所记载的一个时代的背景。
Again, let me be very clear. There is that the glorious promise that encourages us.
让我再提醒一下，这是这里是讲到天国这个荣耀的一个应许。
And there's also the glooming reality, the sobering reality.Of a warning as a motivation in missions.
另外一方面也是讲到这个可怕的地狱的这个警告，也是我们传福音的一个动机。
Verse 11, it says, And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
在第十一节这里说，将来 有许多人从东到西都要与亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各一同坐席。
Brothers and sisters, let's first of all recognize the glorious promise of heaven.
我们首先来认识这个天国荣耀的应许。
One of the main verbs in verse 11 is the word sit.
第十一节里面有一个很重要的动词是说坐下。
Now just to let you know, when it came to sitting,It wasn't always a pleasant experience for me.
说到坐下，这个有时候并不是一个很愉快的经验。
When I was a little boy, I was sent to the office, and the office staff would say, "Sit here, and the principal will be with you in a few moments."
在我小时候我有时候被叫到这个校长室去，那个职员就是说，你在这里坐着。待会校长会见你，跟你说话。
You know, when I would grow older, I would go to the doctor's office, and they would say, "Sit down, and the doctor will be with you in a moment."
在稍微长大一点之后有时候我去看医生，那个里面的护理人员告诉我，你在这里坐一会儿，医生马上就来跟你说话。
So sitting in the doctor's office, I knew that something was wrong. Either I was sick or I was injured.
坐在候诊室里面通常都是不是我病了，就是我受伤了。
As I got older, there was times that the service person would take a look at my card and he said, "Sit down and let me explain a few things to you."
等我再长大一点之后有时候拿车子去修理那个。修护人员就是说你坐下来我跟你讲一下这个细节。
And as he was explaining a few things to me, I saw the numbers start to add up. The bill was getting bigger and bigger.
当他在一项一项跟我讲的时候，我的脑子里面就是这个数字越来越增加。
I was glad I was sitting down.
最后我就几乎听了要躺下去了。
But in life, sometimes sitting is unpleasant, but in heaven, it is supposed to be pleasant.
在我们的经验当中，有时候坐下来并不一定完全是很愉快的事情，但是在天国里能够坐下那是太好了。
In the kingdom of heaven, we are to sit.
在天国里我们可以坐下来。
Sitting in heaven is a good thing, you know why?
你知道在天国里能够坐下是一件好事呢。
If you're sitting in heaven,You're not in trouble.
如果我们能够在天国里坐下，我们并不是遇到了很大的麻烦。
Right? Because we have the righteousness of Christ.
因为我们有基督的公义。
And if you're sitting in heaven, you're not sick and you're not injured. Hallelujah!
如果我们能够在天国里坐席，我们并不是因为生病了，或者我们受了伤。
And if you're sitting in heaven, there are no charges, there are no accusations, because we know that Jesus paid it all.
更好的是我们不再被定罪，我们没有罪名，因为基督已经为我们付上了代价。
Jesus paid the price for our sins.
耶稣为我们的罪已经付清了罪债。
So sitting in the kingdom of heaven is a good thing. It's a beautiful picture.
所以能够在天国里坐席，这是好事，是好的无比。
You know, in scriptures from the Psalms to Revelations to the Gospels, believers in Christ will be sitting down to what? A banquet table.
在诗篇、启示录和福音书里面都描写到，我们在天国里坐席是参与一个很盛大的宴席。
So when you're sitting down, you are relaxed. You are looking forward to the feast.
当我们坐在那里的时候，我们是很轻松的。我们是在享受这个筵席。
Can I tell you something real quick?
我跟你讲一个小事。
So my wife and I went to a bed and breakfast inn about a month ago or so.
一个多月前，我和我的妻子到一个小旅店，有早餐的小旅店。
And so breakfast was just about to be served, and my wife Julie had this big old smile on her face.
在享用早餐的时候，我太太就很开心了。
And the server asked, "What are you smiling about?"
服务员就问我太太，你什么事情这么开心呢？
She said, "I'm smiling because I know the food is going to be good."
她说我晓得这个食物会很好吃的。
And I know it's going to be good because I don't have to cook it, I don't have to clean up, I don't have to do anything. It's just going to be served.
我晓得待会儿的食物一定很好，因为我不需要准备，也不需要收拾善后，所以一定很好。
Everything tastes better when we don't have to cook and clean, doesn't it?
所有的食物都吃起来都很不错，因为我们不需要花功夫。
God is going to be serving you.
在天国里，神为我们预备了。
And there's no dishes to clean afterwards.
之后也没有碗需要洗。
And when you're sitting there with a banquet table, Scripture tells us that we're sitting in good company.
这里圣经上说，我们在那里坐席的时候，我们是有除了食物很好，而且还有很好的同伴。
You're sitting with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你将会和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一起坐席。
Now we know it's not just these three, because actually Scripture tells us there's more, right?
并不止这三位，圣经上也告诉我们还有很多人。
But all of us are going to join the eternal fellowship with God.
到时候我们所有的人都要享受与神一同团契的时间。
The book of Hebrews chapter 11 tells us about that hall of faith where men and women that havestrive for the faith that they will be present.
希伯来书第十一章那里提到有很多信心的伟人，有男有女，从古到今，到时候那些人也在那个筵席上。
And so in our passage, it tells you a seating chart here.
在这一段经文里面，这次是讲到一个坐席的一个图画。
And it describes an intimate fellowship that we are going to have with God's people for ages to come.
这里描述到我们和属神的人一起坐席那种亲密的交通。
Think about the scenario that the Jews and the Gentiles, those who believe in Christ, will sit down together.
我们试想一下，在那时候，不只是有犹太人，还有信耶稣的外邦人都一起坐席。
The gospel of Christ unites us, doesn't it?
耶稣的福音把所有的人联合起来。
The great and small are going to feed off the same pastures.
伟大的或者渺小的，我们都一同坐席。
And we shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
我们将要和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各在天国里一同坐席。
Now, what else is the passage telling us in verse 11?
第十一节里面还讲到些什么呢?
Jesus is saying, many shall come and shall sit down.
耶稣说将来有很多人会来而且 一起坐下。
Many means plenty.
许多这里就是意思是说很多很多很多。
Now, of course, in our United States, there's a bigger state, a little bit more southeast to us, right?
我们晓得在美国的西南部有一个很大的一个州。
This particular state is known for its large, vast of territory.
这个州是以面积广大闻名。
In the state of Texas, they don't just have houses, they have ranches.
在德州我那里的普通人不只是住一个房子，他们是住在一个农庄上面。
They say everything's big in Texas.
他们据说在德州什么都是很大的。
Oh, when it comes to barbecue, everything's big in Texas.
尤其是烤肉他们的烤肉是非常盛大的。
Everything may be big in Texas, but everything is great in heaven.
在德州或许每一样都很大，但是天国是更伟大的。
God is great and he's greatly to be praised.
神是伟大的，他是值得被称赞的。
Great is his salvation to those who believe and repent.
他的救恩是伟大的，如果我们愿意悔改。
And great is many shall come and sit down.
许多人能够一同坐席，那是多么的伟大和奇妙。
Many is plenty.
许多就是很多很多很多的意思。
The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9, it says this. It says, after I look and behold, a great multitude that no one can number, from every nation, from all tribes, people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands.
启示录第七章第九节那里说，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能够数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿着棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上，我们的神也归于羔羊。
Now most people notice the diversity in that passage, but some people, especially those who like math, they notice the number.
我们读这些经文尤其是属数学的，他一定很理解。哇，这个数字好多。
And the numbers go beyond our hands.
这个数字是我们两只手数不过来的。
Revelation says no one could number.
这里说没有人能够数得过来。
That's how great the multitude is going to be in heaven.
这个就是说到形容天国里面有这么大的数字。
You know, sometimes we think too small.
有时候我们经常想的太小了。
Sometimes we think we're the only ones.
有时候我们想到我们是唯一的。
But in heaven there is a great multitude.
但是在天国里，这个数字是非常庞大的。
And a great multitude that is assembling in heaven.
这个是在天国里有一个非常壮大、很多人的一同聚集。
There's plenty of company in heaven.
在天国里，我们有好多的同伴。
And it's all because of the sovereign mercy of God.
都是因为神主权和他的怜悯。
Notice where they come from.
我们留意一下这些人是从哪来的。
It says, many shall come from what? The east and from the west.
这里说有些是从东边来，有些是从西边来。
Now to the Jewish mindset, this is radical.
对当时的犹太人的思想来说，这个说法是非常激进的。
Because they thought small, they didn't think great.
他们的想法都是就是很小的，而不是很大的。
They were thinking local. They weren't thinking global.
他们认为只是他们本地的犹太人。 不是想到全世界的人。
They were just thinking their land and their people.
犹太人的心目中只是在意他们本地的他们本族的人。
But this passage stretches it out. It's thinking both people near and far.
但是在这一节经文，耶稣把这个范围放大，非常大。
They were thinking of a certain territory as in Palestine, whereas this passage is telling us it goes beyond.
这一段经文是告诉我们天国的范围是非常大的。
So from America to Asia to Africa to Australia, it goes around the world.
从美国到澳洲到全世界。
But in this passage, I think it does speak geographically, but I also think it goes beyond too as well.
在我看来，这一段这一节经文啊，不只是在地理上的一个描述，可以从另外一个方向来思考。This
passage refers to those different kinds of people.
这一段这节经文可以描写啊，不同的人。
What do I mean by that?
我是什么意思呢？
Sometimes the way we think, oh, that person's really close to coming to know Christ, right?
有时候我们遇见一些人，我们晓得他是离福音很接近的。
And sometimes we encounter somebody that, oh, they're really far away from knowing Christ.
同时也有，我们也遇到一些人，他们是离天国非常遥远的。
But this is the beauty of the sovereignty of God.
但这是神主权的奇妙。
Hasn't God hardened those or humbled those who have been hardened in their hearts?
心里刚硬的人，神可以使他谦卑下来。
Hasn't God released those who are stubborn to surrender before Him?
神也可以使顽固的人变回心转意。
Even those who have been rebellious, hasn't He caused those to be repentant before the Lord Jesus Christ?
也有很多叛逆的人，他们也被神呼召。
In the life of Jesus, we see it played out in many different ways, right?
在耶稣的一生里，我们也看到很多这样的例子。
Didn't Jesus call out to Zacchaeus, "Get down from that tree"?
耶稣曾经吩咐撒该从树上下来。
Zacchaeus was a small guy. He was hidden in the tree, and Jesus spotted him out and says, "Come down from that tree."
撒该他本那是个矮个子，所以他爬到树上可以远远的看耶稣。
Didn't he tell the religious leader Nicodemus at night to about being born again? You must be born again.
耶稣也曾经对一位宗教家叫做尼哥底母。 告诉他你要重生才能够进神的国。
Didn't Jesus confront the religious persecutor, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
耶稣也曾经向扫罗显现，跟他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
God reached all, both near and far, didn't he?
神可以 呼召那些很接近他的，也可以呼召那些离他很远的人。And
the parable of the banquet. Remember what happened in the parable of the banquet?
记得，耶稣也说过一个宴席的比喻。People
weren't responding, so he told the workers to go and go out to the streets and the city and bring in the poor, the crippled, and the lame.
有一个主人邀请很多客人来参加他的宴席，可是那些客人都没有。 没有出现，所以主人就吩咐仆人：“你到街上，把那些在外头流浪的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，通通请进来。”And
there was still space for more people to come.
之后还有很多位子，让更多的人来。And
so Jesus says, "Go out to the highways, go out to the hedges, and compel the people to come in, that my house be filled."
请来了一些人。 可是还有很多空位，主人就叫仆人到，说你到外头去，到街上把那些人愿意不愿意都请他们过来。Brothers
and sisters, there's still plenty of space here in this church.
弟兄姐妹，我们看看我们的这个聚会的地方，我们还有很多空位呢。
And there's plenty of space in heaven.
在天国还有更多的位置。
And we have the privilege of sharing the good news to others that they may experience Christ and experience the banquet in heaven.
我们有一个特权，就是可以跟其他人分享这天国的福音，也让他们能够享受到天国的美好。
Now there's one more word I want to make mention about the glorious factor of heaven.
这里面还有一个字，我也要提出来，让和各位分享天国的奥秘。
It is the word shall.
这个字是将要。
It's repeated not just once, it's repeated twice.
啊，这个字不只是讲过一次。
In other words, for shall is will.
将要，将会。
Now, by the way, for those of us who are parents, we've heard those words before.
我们在座中做父母的，我们一定听过这个字。
Maybe we heard our child says, I will clean up my room.
或许我们的小孩也就说过，哦，我会整理我的房间的。
Of course, some of us, if we actually heard it, we'd probably faint.
我们有时候听了都心里都觉得不一定。
We know that even though they say they will clean up their room,
虽然孩子说他会整理清洁他的房间，
it's not going to be done within the hour.
但是不会准时做好的。
Sometimes it gets longer and longer and not even done at all.
可能到了时候，时间都过了，他也没做。
Some of us said we shall or we will.
有时候我们也会说啊，我会做这个事，我会去做那样事。
Many of us have volunteered to do many things, but yet sometimes we don't follow through in doing it.
有时候我们也曾经说愿意我们做这件事志工或做那件志工，但是我们后来没有做。
You see, we fall short.
你看，我们是经常会达不到我们所想要做的目标的。
But this is not us talking. This is coming from the divine perspective.
然而这里的这个将要并不是我们普通人的这个意志，而是一种属神的意志。
Because when God says shall, or God says will, it is done.
当神说将会要成就的，那就一定会。
There is a difference between the human will and God's will.
这人的意志和神的意志是有分别的。
You know, there's times the enemy may press upon us and say, oh, he or she is not coming into Christ.
有时候那恶者会压制我们说啊，你不要来，你不要相信。
But it doesn't matter what Satan says, it matters what God says. And when he says come, they come.
但撒旦说的不算数，如果是神说你来，你就会来。
People's sin may say, oh, you don't belong, you can't come, you can't trust.
许多人经常说啊，我不能去啊，我没有被邀请啊，我不愿意，不乐意去。
But when God says come, they come.
但是神在他心里说你来，他们就会来了。
May I remind you about the people of Nineveh, right?
我们可以回忆一下尼尼微城那些人的故事。
May I remind you about the woman in the well and the people of Samaria?
还有在撒玛利亚那井边的妇人的故事。
When God says come, they came.
当神说你来，他们就来。
What about you? Is God saying for you to come?
那你呢？如果神呼叫你，你会来吗？
Is God saying for you to come to Jesus?
如果神呼唤你来到耶稣面前，你愿意吗？
Maybe you are holding back.
或许你会迟疑。
Maybe you attend, but you pretend.
或许你会你会来，但是你会假意的来。
Maybe you are being defiant and pushing back God.
或许你会心里有一些抗拒，你不愿意来。
But I'm telling you, if God says come,
但是我告诉你，当神说你来，
you shall come.
你会来的。
The gospel does not ask for your consent, it gets your consent willingly.
这里, 这个福音的奇妙不是在于它需要你自己的同意。
The gospel doesn't say, let's make a deal, or do you really want it?
上帝不会跟你做一个交易, 啊, 你愿不愿意这样做啊?
It is the Spirit of God that makes you willing to respond to receive the power of the gospel.
反而是因为神的灵在你心里做工, 所以你会不由自主的愿意相信。
Haven't there been people that have been defiant, that have been converted?
在过去有很多内心抗拒的人, 他们后来都归向神。
You know, before I became a Christian, I read Scripture a lot.
在我成为基督徒之前, 我也读了许多, 圣经的经节。
I would listen to testimonies, I would have conversations with people, and I would definitely listen to the sermons.
我听了一些, 其他人的见证, 我也听了很多很好的讲章。
But I didn't respond to the gospel.
但是我没有做什么回应。
I remember there was one Sunday, and I was sitting in a folding chair, right?
我记得有一次在一个星期天, 我是参加一个聚会, 坐在一些, 坐在一个折椅上面,
So you have it nice. You're sitting in nice, cushy pews, but I was sitting in a cold folding chair.
各位很有福气, 坐在一个又舒适又有弹性的座椅上。 那时候我是坐在一个冷冰冰的一个折椅上。
And I would always remember when the pastors got to the gospel portion.
我记得那一次讲员他在 准备呼召的时候,
I would be so resistant, I would put my hands on the chair and I would hold it tight.
我当时是决心要抗内心有抗拒的, 所以我手紧紧地抓着那个折椅。
And I would think to myself, I'm not coming.
我心里就想告诉我自己, 我不会去的。
But God had other plans for me.
但是神有其他的计划。
Because when he says shall, when he says come, I came.
因为神说你要来, 那个人就来了。
That one evening, I came and trusted Christ as my Lord and Savior to forgive my sins once and for all.
那个星期天的晚上, 我就决志愿意相信耶稣。
Through His grace alone, by faith alone, I believed in Christ alone.
只是因为耶稣, 我愿意相信他。
And it wasn't because of me, it was because God called me.
并不是 完全靠我自己的主意, 而是神吩咐, 我就来。
Is God calling you today?
神今天是不是在呼唤你呢?
Is God calling you to come to Jesus today?
神今天是不是呼唤你来到耶稣面前?
Is God calling you to believe and repent before Him?
神今天有没有呼唤你悔改来到他面前?
When God says come, you will come.
当神说来, 你会来的。
Many shall come and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and in the kingdom of heaven.
在天国, 将来有许多人要与亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各一同坐席。
Happy days, isn't it?
那是多么快乐的日子。
But there is a sad day.
然而也有一个不愉快的日子。
Verse 12, it says, the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness, shall by weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这里第十二节说, 唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去, 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。This
doesn't look too good or sound too good.
这听起来实际上也是不是什么好事。
Brothers and sisters, let us remember the sobering reality of the perspective of hell.
弟兄姐妹, 我们必须, 认识到这是一个很迫切、很令人很可怕的一个局面。
Now, as I look at this passage, I see that it says children of the kingdom.
当我读这些经文，这里说, 这里有本国的子民。
Now, children of the kingdom, usually they don't process things as an adult, right?
这里说天国的子民，这通常这个讲到就是并不是像成年人那样子。
The children of the kingdom are those who are religious, thinking simply because they are related by ancestries that they shall be entitled the kingdom of God.
这里讲的本国的子民是指那些他们因为传统祖先的原因和所以 与信仰 有关联。
They think they are entitled to the kingdom of God, but they are not.
他们认为因为他们的血统，他们的传统，他们是 与神国有份的。
They were the ones that kind of pushed off those who had leprosy. They're the ones who kind of pushed away those like the Roman centurions, the Gentiles.
这些人他们认为是他们是以自我为中心，所以他们享有神国的权柄，他们是轻视这些外来的，像罗马级的这个百夫长这一类人。
They claimed to love the law and the prophets, but they didn't. Instead, they hated the one both the law and the prophets pointed to.
他们口头上是承认神的律法和先知，但是他们实际上是拒绝了。
These are the ones who had no life, no Christ.
他们拒绝了耶稣基督，所以他们在天国也是无份的。
Why is the doctrine of hell such a motivating factor in missions?
为什么这个地狱的道理也是我们拆船的一个动机呢？
One scholar says it's not necessarily used to frighten unbelievers, but rather it's a doctrine to warn those who think themselves as believers.
有圣经的学者这样子的解释，地狱的这个道理并不是要吓那些不相信的人，而是要警告那些自以为是相信的人。
Aren't those who think that believers and are not the most difficult ones to reach?
这些自认为是已经相信的人，反而是最难接受神的到他们内心的人。
Aren't those who are religious but yet to repent?Aren't they the most difficult ones to reach?
在外表看起来很敬虔，但是他内心可能是最难悔改的。
Now notice also in the passage, it says they will be cast out.
这里第十二节说他们将被丢在外头。
Verse 12 doesn't say take a seat or please exit. It says they shall be cast out.
第十二节这里不是说请你出去，那边有出口，这里是说被赶到外面去。
What are they being cast out to? They are being cast out into outer darkness.
他们被赶到外边黑暗里去。
Hell is a place where there is no hope.
地狱是一个没有希望的地方。
And why is it? Because there is darkness, and if there is darkness, there is no light, there is no hope.
为什么这里说是黑暗呢？因为那里没有光，没有光就没有希望。
You know, when we think about it here on earth, sometimes we have a perception of hope.
我们在我们生活当中，我们有时候会理解这个希望的意思。
If we had a bad day, there's always another day.
如果有一天我们那一天过得很不愉快，那我们这心里总是想着，另外一天会更好的。
If we had a tough job or you know a tough investment, we know there's another job or another investment.
或许我们在工作上遇到困难，投资也不顺利，但是我们可以想，会有更好的工作，会有更好的投资机会。
But even when somebody gets hurt or somebody gets sick, we know that there's another day for the person to get well or the person to heal.
如果有一个人他生病了或者他受伤了，我们会告诉他你会康复的，你会更好的。
That's here on earth, but in heaven it's different.
这个是我们在地上的这个希望，但然而在天国和地狱并不是如此。
In hell, there is not another day to bounce back.
在地狱里面并没有任何一天会更好。
In hell, there's not another day for an opportunity.
在地狱并没有另一天会给你新的机会。
In hell, there's not another day for healing or cure.
在地狱也没有被医治的可能。
When Jesus gives this picture of hell, he's clearing the picture. He's also helping us to listen.
耶稣在这里第十二节讲了，给我们是一个图画，也是给我们一个提醒。
Listen carefully. It says the weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他还是给我们要我们留意听，因为这里是有音响的。他说必要在那里哀哭切齿了。
This is not the first time nor the last time Jesus is referencing the weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这一节并不是耶稣用这个哀哭切齿这个形容的唯一的一次。
All the references of weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout Scripture, it points to the one thing in common, that those who do not belong to the Lord, they will suffer a terrible fate of eternal punishment.
在圣经里面所有用到这个形容必要哀哭切齿的地方，都是形容这些不愿意接受神他们将来的结局。
To be honest, we deserve eternal punishment.
这是永远的处罚。
The Bible says we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
圣经上说我们都亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
But God in His mercy made it possible for those who believe to avoid such suffering, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of eternal life is through Christ Jesus.
然而因为神的怜悯，他给我们有机会愿意借着认罪悔改而得到神的恩典。
So what have I been saying?
我刚刚说的这一些。
Heaven is a happy motivation in missions.
天国和地狱都是我们传福音的动机。
Hell is a sad motivation in missions.
地狱是一个因为痛苦难过是我们的一个动机。
Scripture tells us that heaven is real. Heaven is horrible. Hell is real. Hell is horrible. And hell is eternal.
圣经上说地狱是真实的，是存在的，是一个很可怕的去处。
But the good news is that hell could be avoidable.
但好消息是地狱是可以避免的。
God's justice demands a payment to be paid.
神的公义要求这个所有的罪责都被付清。
Jesus came to pay the price for our sins.
耶稣来就为我们付上了罪的代价。
And so, if you realize it, every sin will be paid for.
我们有没有了解到他已经为我们付了所有的罪的代价？
Either by the Savior on the cross or by the sinner in hell.
一方面是我们愿意相信的，因为十字架我们得到赦免；另外一方面就是不相信的，他们的结局就是在地狱里，这就是神的公义。
Have you considered how your sins will be paid?
我们有没有考虑到我们自己的罪是怎样被付清的？
If you haven't, then understand that Jesus could pay for you.
如果你理解，你认识到耶稣可以为你付罪的代价。
Because he paid it all on the cross.
因为耶稣在十字架上已经通通付了。
Those of you who believe, you may know this tune, you may know this lyric.
或许我们 熟悉 一些歌词。
Because Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
虽然我的罪像朱红，但是耶稣为我们的罪付清罪价，使我们洁白如雪。
That song is in our heart because God has placed that song in our heart.
这样的歌词在我们的心里，是因为神为我们付清了这些罪债。
For those who want to sing that song, you must first come to Jesus.
如果我们要唱这首诗歌，我们心里要愿意接受耶稣。
And understand that He paid it all. He paid the price for our sins.
并且了解到耶稣为我们付清了所有的罪债。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you, Father, for heaven.
天父，我们感谢你，为了天国。
And the glorious promise of heaven.
这是何等荣耀的应许。
Father, we also recognize there is a sobering reality of hell.
天父，我们也知道地狱是一个可怕的去处。
It is a strong warning to those who are unrepentant.
这是给我们心里刚硬、不愿悔改的一个警告。
We pray, Father, for those friends and those family members that we know who have yet to experience a relationship with you.
我们为我们当中的亲友，还没有接受你的，我们为他们祷告。
We intercede on their behalf that they may be saved.
我们在你面前为他们代求。
Have mercy upon them.
求你施怜悯给他们。
Have mercy on us as we take the Great Commission out to others.
也给我们心里有怜悯，愿意把福音和他人分享。
Help us to bless our time here to go and make disciples of all nations.
也祝福我们，帮助我们，让众人许多人成为你的门徒。
Let us do it for your power and your glory.
求主给我们力量。
Thank you again for how Jesus paid it all.
我们再一次为耶稣你为我们付上的代价，我们感谢。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈求，阿门。
阿门。